This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Three of the biggest sports sites put out their first batch of NFL power rankings for the season. NFL.com, The Athletic, and CBSSports.com. What do you think is the highest the Steelers got ranked by these three outlets, and what do you think is the lowest the Steelers got
NFL,
ranked?
NFL, The Athletic, CBS Sports.
Yep.
Highest, I think, is 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Lowest, I will say, is 19th.
Don?
I'm going to say the highest is 10, and the lowest is 20.
NFL.com had the Steelers smack dab in the middle, 16th.
Okay.
The Athletic had the Steelers 14th. CBSSports.com had them 18th.
I wasn't far off, Don. Was not far off.
14 teams make the playoffs. I didn't look to see, do the math on how many AFC teams are ranked ahead of the Steelers. But if you go by that, two out of the three would have the Steelers missing out on the playoffs, NFL.com and CBS Sports.
We're in mid-pack hell here. How many years in a row now could you probably say that the Steelers' expectation going into the year was that they were somewhere between the 14th and 18th best team in the league? It feels like a broken record. I cannot remember the last season where we all collectively went in. I'm not saying you like said they were going to do this or this. I'm saying the general consensus from experts was this is a bona fide top 10 team. This is a contender. This is a shortlist team that can actually win something.
Well, I think if you're going to pick them to win 11 games or 12 games, you think they're a top 10 team.
I would agree with that. But I think if you pick them to win 10, like a lot of people are, that's where you can get into 11 through 17 range.
If you got them winning 11 games.
I don't.
But if you did, there's not going to be 9 teams with more wins than them. How many teams won 12 games or more last year?
I'm glad you asked that, Pony, because
Detroit,
I'm going to check right now.
Minnesota, Philly.
How many? 11 or more?
Yeah. No. More than 11. So 12
more than 11.
More.
Three in the AFC. Kansas City, Buffalo, Baltimore.
Yep, and then Detroit, Minnesota, Philly, right? So 6?
Detroit, the Commanders won 12.
So 7.
Yep. No, if you think like...
If you think they're going to win 11 games, then you've got them like as tied for 8th. You've got them as a top 8.
Yeah, top 8 or 9 team, and then you get into... There were 6 teams last year that went 10-7, so then you get into that 14-15 range.
Donnie, you picked the Steelers... record yesterday. Where did you have them finishing?
11 wins.
So you do think they're a top 10 team then?
I guess by that math, yeah.
Do you think, like, the way you
on
answer
paper,
that, though, tells,
them
the way you
answer
that
team?
Tells me you don't actually think they're top 10. You might just not think that there's
going to be... Or the schedule maybe is favorable. I mean,
yeah.
That factors in, too.
Because if I know you, I feel like if I asked you rank them in the NFL among 32 teams, you'd probably say somewhere between 12 and 15. If I had
really?
To guess. That's where I would think he would put
with 11
them.
Wins.
Well, no. Independent of the 11 wins thing, If I said right now, where are they?
Yeah,
are
just
they,
rank the teams.
Rank the team, like how many teams
schedule.
Are better. Yeah, how many teams are better? You don't tie it to what you think they're going to do this year. I think he would call them about the 12th to 15th best team. Because I think he probably would have them in the playoffs, but barely, which would put him right around that 13-14 spot.
I didn't hear everything Donnie said about why he made his record prediction yesterday, but I would...
For what it's worth, I also have them getting that 11th win in Week 18 against a Ravens team who sits pretty much every important player.
Gotcha. Okay.
They will be the beneficiaries of the Ravens winning like 14 games.
Holy
I do think
bleep,
the Ravens
dude.
Are going to be good, man. I do. It's a bummer.
You guys are that sold on them, huh?
I think they're going to be really good, man.
Are you aware of the fact that they were the luckiest team in the NFL with injuries last year?
I thought the Eagles were.
In the AFC?
Yeah, I mean, there's one injury position that matters for them, and it's the quarterback, and they were lucky in his case, too. I just think they've done a pretty good job, like, quietly turning over the roster a little bit. And I just think Jackson is still probably in the part of his career where he's got at least two more years, even after this year, left as like the major force multiplier.
I also think there's a good chance, if not better chance than good, that Derrick Henry starts to show his age this year.
I'm not putting any money on that.
Yeah, wait a minute. Based on what did you see last year that would have you suggesting that at all? He looked like he found the fountain of youth.
I know he did. Let me ask you this, though. Do you think Adrian Peterson's a better running back all time than Derrick Henry? He's fifth all time in rushing yards.
It's very close.
What did he do 31 and on?
Probably nothing.
I mean, it is.
How many times had he torn his ACLs by then? Henry hasn't had like those kinds of major knee injuries.
You are a rare, rare dude if you're still as a running back at 31, 32 years old.
Who's a better
all pro caliber?
Who's a better running back all time, Curtis Martin or Derrick Henry?
I'd say Henry. Martin led the league in rushing, I think, at 31, but then was done. I think he played one more year after that, right?
Yes, and it was at 30 and 31, he went for essentially 3,000 yards in those
Fantastic.
Two seasons combined. But I think Henry's a better player. I also think in a vacuum...
How about LaDainian Tomlinson or Henry?
I'd give the edge to Tomlinson
LT,
right now.
I think, was with the Jets at that point. Was a
he was
nice
riding that
player,
exercise
but he was
bike.
Not a star by any means.
His 31-year-old season with the Jets, he almost had 1,000 yards on not even 230
yeah,
carries.
I mean, still a really good player, but Derrick Henry played like 2019 Derrick Henry last year.
I think
year.
The thing that you are not, or maybe for argument's sake just aren't mentioning, is he's not Derrick Henry trying to just line up behind a regular quarterback and take like the brunt of a defense's attention. He's Derrick Henry trying to do his thing where the other guy handing him the ball
sure.
is arguably more dangerous and going to require more resources to stop than him.
Yeah, that's right.
And so I think that like absolutely... impacts my perception of how much he can still do.
Do you think they'll play some close games this year?
Well, yeah, I think every
How much confidence do you have in their kicker? Do you know his name?
Not Justin Tucker.
I mean, that's...
Isn't that Tyler Loop? I was looking to see where Rodgers went in my league, second to last round.
And
Loop got picked in the last round.
The thing going for them, yeah, they're going to play close games. They'll lose a couple of games.
There's a chance the kid could be better than Tucker was last year because Tucker was a problem
for them.
That's right.
But that's also a team that does not rely on their kicker being so good. They just happen to have a great one for so
that's
long.
Fair.
But I think they will in the big games. I mean, you're right. If when they're playing the Browns, it's not going to make a difference.
Pony, I would feel better about your Henry skepticism, but for this. So he had the two crazy years in Tennessee where he led the league back-to-back years, went over 2,000 yards.
His last year there in 2023 wasn't exactly
no,
like
I know.
The world on
well,
fire.
So he averaged 5+ a carry both those two crazy years, and then he dropped basically a full yard per carry. Would you like to guess Derrick Henry's yards per attempt last year?
Wasn't he going to set the NFL record at some point?
He was at almost 6.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.